B-Pod Studios.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Radio. To listen to the full episode, go to checkpointxp.com.
Stop blowing my mind!
We're rolling with continuous esports on the only show for esports and video games.
This is gonna be absolute madness around!
No need for extra tokens. We've got the hookup. Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. You're listening to me, James Campbell, as well as Weird Beard. And the guy throwing heat at HBO Max for their inclusion of Ryan Reynolds' cinematic portrayal of Green Lantern, Robbie Landis.
Did you see that your Harley Quinn show also may be banished off to HBO Max as well?
What? Why? Uh-oh. I did not see that one.
Now you have two reasons to really just like...
Well,
totally
I'm actually not watching on HBO Max. I'm actually watching on DC Universe. So, yeah, I'm going to be fine with it. But, no, if you haven't, Harley Quinn on DC Universe... Amazing show. Probably one of the best things that DC has put out in some time. It's hilarious.
So what's your problem with Ryan Reynolds?
Oh, so on HBO Max it said Origin Stories and Green Lantern is up there. And, you know, that movie basically killed itself. So it was more of a death story than an origin story.
It was more so that Robbie was making fun of HBO Max for including the movie.
Nobody wants to watch that. Not even Ryan Reynolds.
Gamers are known to dish out some decent cash on limited edition items that relate to their favorite games. This new Mario Lego set would definitely be one of those items. Now, Weird Beard, is that money you asked me to borrow this afternoon, was that for Legos?
Yes, and it's because they're a bajillion million dollars.
Yeah. Legos has always been expensive,
all
right?
Absolutely.
Now, granted, this is a little bit different, right? This is a new project that they had came out with in conjunction with Nintendo, and it's not your normal Legos. This is like an interactive set. Whereas you build it, like your Mario guy that you like, you know, play around on it, you can like sort of build your own level, and there's cool like lights and flashing icons and stuff like that. But if you want the full set, which granted does include the starter set, 10 expansions, 4 power-up kits, and a series of blind bag characters, $590.
Ooh, wowie.
That hurts. I mean, like...
No wonder you're asking me to borrow money.
Now, these are cool, though. Like, they're not just regular snap-together Lego sets, right? Like, they are... Some of them have some electronics in them, and there's different sound effects that happen with Mario, like, mm-hmm. when you move on to the different sets. So, like, if he goes down a pipe, it plays the pipe sound effect. And then,
oh,
like,
very cool.
If you hit a coin box, it makes the coin box sound effect. So it's... You have to put it in perspective that necessarily, like... Your run of the mill, like you have a tub full of these.
Right. Well, and again, there's technically 16 sets within this collection. That's like $30, $35, $36 per set. That's not bad. My question is, Weird Beard, because I know that you're a big Lego fan. I know you're a big Mario fan.
Yes. He's a big Nintendo fanboy.
Are you getting these? Are you going to try and collect them all?
Not all of them. I may get, like, maybe a main piece or two, but they are for sure luxury items. These are not things, like, if my kid was into playing with Legos, mm-hmm. I wouldn't let her play with these because she wouldn't play. No, listen.
He put them up on the shelf and be like, no, these aren't toys.
I would be the
he treats it the these way my mom treats the fine china.
Yes, these are collectibles. Yeah. There's a difference.
Like, because she would for sure take them and just like, bah, 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 and bash them upside down and do
whatever.
She'd
play with them because they're toys and she's a kid?
I am the dad from the Lego movie. Like, don't touch my Legos,
man. You know,
man.
He learns his lesson halfway through, right?
He's worried Mario's going to have a wedding with one of his Barbie dolls.
Yes.
And then he's got to deal with the whole family expansion
stuff.
Don't
do it.
I have to buy a whole new kit.
You know, but the thing is, though, this isn't the first time that when it comes like gaming paraphernalia that the prices have been kind of out of this world. You guys remember there was a Resident Evil 7 collector's edition that came with a leather jacket that was $1,000.
Leather jacket?
Uh-huh.
How sweet would you look with that leather jacket on?
Pretty
though?
Sweet. Pretty sweet.
$1,000 sweet?
Not $1,000 sweet. I think the one that probably was the most egregious, and I checked recently, and to my knowledge, no one has cashed in on this yet. There was a collector's edition for the game Dying Light. One of them. There's only one available. $10 million.
Holy cow.
Dollars. Now, this came with all sorts of crazy stuff, like acting lessons, mocap to put you into the game in DLC, I think. They'd fly you out to Las Vegas.
I would.
Like,
you pay me $10 million, I'll do whatever you want. Like, you name it, baby. It's all yours.
I think the only other one that pops to mind is there was an Assassin's Creed Origins Collector's Edition that was $800.
Wow.
That came with, like, a hand-drawn map of the game's version of Egypt. I think it came with like a resin replica of the main character's eagle skull amulet. Like, they put some really weird stuff into collector's editions nowadays.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. We love hanging out on some of these awesome stations that host us each week. We love you, KF. WNCFM in Houston, Texas, WBZFM in Boston, Massachusetts, and 101 WRIF HD2 in Detroit, Michigan. Thanks so much for being a part of the Checkpoint XP family. Now, we were just talking about the Mario Lego set and some other super expensive gaming collector's items, and we wanted to talk about the most expensive gaming-related stuff we've ever bought that wasn't a game or a console.
I think we're all guilty of it. Everyone out there is guilty of doing it at least one time. For me, this was years ago. It was right when Mass Effect was getting really popular, and I wanted to cosplay as Commander Shepard to a convention I was going to.
Okay.
And I had found on Etsy, which, you know, does a whole bunch of, like, craft and stuff, basically people making their own things. I had found a version of the Omniblade, which is, like, this holographic, like, UI that pops up in the character's hand and has, like, a lightsaber-type thing that comes out of it. I had found someone who had made one out of, like, you know, resin plastic. It looked so cool, and it was $300.
$300 for a prop.
You couldn't find it anywhere else, though.
Wow.
And I ended up breaking it, like, before I even got to the convention trying to show off at work to a friend who liked it, too.
That's sad.
I have another one at home that my girlfriend bought me 2 years ago in a GameStop. For $20.
Oh, you got hosed.
Yeah.
$300.
You can find it now very easily, and it's being mass produced.
Do you want to know the one thing that I spent the most money on? It was in college when I wanted to be cool, so I spent money on dumb things to impress people.
What's that?
I got a House of the Dead 2 arcade cabinet that I put in my apartment at the time.
Oh. Like the cabinet where you pull the gun out and you got to game off.
How much did that cost?
So I found it used, and we drove from West Virginia to Kentucky to pick it up. So it was kind of sketch to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
But I paid $700 for this thing. Mm. I kept it all the way until I couldn't afford to pay rent on a new place I was moving into and had to sell it. And it was the coolest thing I've ever owned because people that hated me still wanted to come over and hang out because I had,
right.
like,
at least you were able to sell it. I thought you were going to be like, I couldn't pay your rent and had to leave it behind.
No, I wish.
Yeah, see, right, for me, James, I don't have I don't have a ton of tangible items, but I do have like a tattoo on my shoulder that's all video game themed. I've got the old school NES controller. I've got like
how
a Space
am I just
Invader.
Not learning about this?
Oh well, I don't really walk around with my guns out in front of you guys.
You could have mentioned it though. Be like, look at this cool tat I got.
No. I think I kind of mentioned it back in the day when we first started the show together, and something came up on social media about tattoos, video game tattoos.
Oh, maybe. All right, so. I know Weirdbeard. He has he got like a little couples tattoo with his girlfriend. They both have like isn't it Boo from Mario?
We did.
See, I've wanted to get a tattoo for a while, and it would be gaming related.
Yeah.
But I can never actually like fully. Decide on what it is.
It's hard to commit because the game might mean something to you, but to other people, like, that's a silly thing to get.
It's always been Mass Effect related for me, but my problem is I don't know, like, because I like it when you get tattoos that look sort of realistic in a way, like some people look like the skin's being torn or it's burning away.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Or if I want to get something like super, super simple. Right, that's like really simplistic. It's just I can never decide. Every week it seems to always change. Then money.
The biggest problem.
Yeah, money is the biggest thing.
The biggest problem with those though is that you cannot also get a tattoo that somebody else has also gotten, because if you're that guy that gets the Triforce, you know, symbol tattooed
on your
hand
again.
Oh, that's
so basic. Like, no.
Exactly.
If you're one of those people, just get a cheese shredder and get rid of it.
So in order
my apologies
to do that,
anybody who listens to the show and has the Triforce tattoo.
I'm sorry, it's basic. That is so basic.
Video games are now being added to high school reading lists. We'll let you know which game your team could be playing for educational reasons coming up in the next hour.
I can't believe that they're finally getting to this. Like, the amount of times that I've actually tried to get my sister to let my nephew play games because he has trouble with reading stuff.
Yeah.
And playing RPGs growing up, like the Final Fantasies, that's all you did was read. You read more than play.
It'll be the best homework ever.
It will, and I'm like, and it's a game.
All right, but coming up next, if you keep hearing gamers talk about PC gaming being the ultimate way to game, well, if you're considering getting into the world of PC gaming, we have some tips for you to get started, and that's next on Checkpoint XP.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.